This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Israel to show support for its war against Hamas. But following the explosion at a Gaza hospital, Arab leaders called off the second half of his itinerary, a summit with Arab neighbors in Amman.
I was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
The massive blast at the hospital killed huge numbers of Palestinians, wrecking also the emergency diplomatic mission by Biden, who backed Israel's account that the explosion was caused by militants and not Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the moment to welcome the president.
Mr. President, Joe, I want to thank you for coming here today and for the unequivocal support you have given Israel during these trying times, a support that reflects the overwhelming will of the American people. I've seen your support every day in the depth and breadth of cooperation that we have had since the beginning of this war.
There were more explosions in Gaza City on Wednesday. This is from video taken by the news service Reuters, which shows the explosions and smoke rising from Gaza City as the Israelis' attack on the Strip continues. Osama Hamdan, a Hamas spokesman in Lebanon, said on Wednesday during a press conference that the United States and all Western countries that support Israel hold full responsibility for the war against civilians. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has strongly condemned a firebomb assault on a synagogue in Berlin. We get that story now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The condemnation comes as anti-Semitic incidents in the German capital have been rising following the violent escalation in the Middle East. One community says its synagogue was attacked early Wednesday with two incendiary devices. Police also said that there were riots overnight between Muslim immigrants and police in two other neighborhoods and at Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate, in which several officers were injured. German police have increased security for Jewish institutions in Berlin and elsewhere following Hamas's attack on Israel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Russia's parliament took the first step on Tuesday towards revoking ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Here's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated the decision to withdraw its ratification is to mirror the current status of the CTBT in the United States. It's another move that heightens tensions between the countries since the start of the Ukraine war. Moscow suspended its last remaining nuclear arms treaty with the US in February, and Putin has moved tactical nuclear missiles to Belarus on Ukraine's border. The move to pull away from the CTBT gives Russia legal cover to test if it wanted to. But it says it's not a statement of intent and that it won't test unless the US does.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. China has lodged a stern rebuke of the United States over its latest chip curbs. China's foreign ministry said on Wednesday after the Biden administration published new measures to further restrict Beijing's access to cutting-edge technologies. According to Chinese state media, talks between China's Xi Jinping and Russia's President Vladimir Putin have begun in China. The report said that China and Russia should actively explore cooperation in strategic emerging industries. Special prosecutors are seeking to recharge actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on a Western movie set in New Mexico in 2021. New Mexico-based prosecutors Carrie Morrissey and Jason Lewis said Tuesday they'll present evidence within 2 months to a grand jury in the death of the cinematographer on the set of the film Rust. Baldwin was pointing a gun at her during a rehearsal at a movie set ranch when the gun discharged with live ammunition. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman.